When they arrived at the central core of the ship, he saw that bulkhead panels now covered the Nexus pod covers where he'd put the data dots. They had to pop each panel off and then locate the dots with the probes.
We ought to strip these messages, have a record of what it said.
Why? Faster we scorch them, sooner we can get back.
Maybe it'll help on the other ships. Just a few seconds can't hurt.
He plugged a dot reader onto the dot and his hand comm into the dot reader.
I've got it going straight to security. Lozar, show Buford the next one.
Buford did the same as Jerry.
Go on. Take Bub here to the next.
Seals closing in 5.
What?
4.
What did you do, Lozar?
They didn't 2, do anything. 1. I'm just standing here.
Seals closed. Secured.
Down the passage, Jerry and the other two came running.
What'd you do? What happened?
Nothing. Ship sealed itself, I reckon. Or someone at dockside did it.
Worst case, whatever was going on finished. Now the bad guys have control and...
The bridge. We've got to get to the bridge.
David looked at Buford and Bubba.
You two. You know where to look for the Nexus data dots now. Keep going. We're taking Lozar to the bridge.
David and Jerry looked at each other.
Now. Come on, Lozar.
They ran up ship, taking the direct route along the core, past the CCC, past the environmental tanks, past the mounts for the forward weapons. David smacked the controls for the personnel up tube, but Jerry shook his head.
I don't trust any of that now. Whoever's doing this has to know we've burned some dots. They know someone's inside. They could trap us.
And we don't have our full kits, right?
They turned away from the up tube and went up a ladder. Suddenly, the ship seemed to lurch. Lozar's feet lifted off the rungs. Above him, Jerry seemed to be lying on air.
Oh, bugger. They're playing with the artificial gravity. Lucky if they don't hit us with hypergrav in a few seconds. Hold on to something.
They'd made it to the deck below the bridge when gravity returned as suddenly as it had disappeared. Lozar slipped and landed hard on the deck. Jerry and David merely staggered. Jerry offered Lozar a hand up.
Here, implant compensators. Too bad you don't have one.
The other ships?
Don't know. When the ship sealed, we lost contact. If it's launched itself...
Lozar made the connection himself. A sealed ship ran on its own internal power, or had none. The lights were on, air moved out of the ventilation grills they passed. So at least the in-system drive was up, and that meant... That could mean... They were out in space, undocked, going... No one knew where.
We told them what we found here. Vinaji had already reported on the data dots and how many, and some of the other teams had found dots on the other ships. I heard that dockside. So maybe they were disabled elsewhere faster, and those ships are safe.
We aren't safe.
No, but we also aren't bored. Whatever you say about today, it's not the same old, same old. Jerry, remember that old story I told you about in Riggers last week?
If you mean that grandstander talking about a good day to die.
What else? And if it has to be...
Death in the protection of true humanity is a great boon.
David started up the last ladder. They should come out in the bridge vestibule.
I wouldn't exactly call it a boon, but if you have to die, you might as well find a reason for it.
My wife is not going to be happy about this. The sheriff's told me time and again not to get mixed up in any daredevil stuff.
You didn't exactly ask for it. She'll forgive you.
Lozar knew that David's wife had died 7 years before. He himself had never met the woman, but from everything he'd heard, she'd been as good a wife as an unbeliever could be. Lozar thought of his own wife again with a pang of guilt. He wondered if Jari would forgive him, his daughters and his in-laws, the Almighty. Then they were onto the bridge deck in the little vestibule, and the bridge hatch itself was still open.
Where's the dot up here, Lozar?
Lozar looked around. A lot more had been fitted into this space than bulkheads. Communications equipment, seats for future crew covered with protective wrap, connectors for equipment that hadn't been installed yet. The entire vestibule had been open then.
I'm not sure.
Probe should find it. There.
Jerry had moved past David and now entered the silent bridge, about half its displays lit. In the center, a hollow model of the station seemed to float in midair, little bright shapes around it. David burned the last dot, and now stood next to the waist-high railing with Jerry.
Look at that. That's the station. And where are we? Oh.
David pointed at one tiny shape that wore a gold halo.
Bugger. We're undocked.
Lozar looked around. He had never been on the bridge of a completed ship before. So many displays, so many instruments, so many chairs. On story cubes, bridge crews mostly consisted of a captain seated in a big fancy chair. Like that one. Lozar went closer. Under the protective wrap, he could see a thin wand in its sleeve. He knew at once what it was. The command wand, famous in so many story cubes for breaking, failing, or falling into the wrong hands. For an instant, he had a fantasy of picking it up, sitting in that chair, and nothing. Only those with implants could work ship controls, he'd always been told.
Jenny! David!
They turned.
I found the captain's chair.
Won't do us much good. None of us know squat about running a ship.
We can try. Look, here's the thingy.
David, you aren't serious.
Jerry, we're on a warship out in space with no trained crew, and the bad guys are running the ship. Sounds like a time for initiative to me.
You read too many of those old books.
David was already in the seat. With his weight on the cushion, status lights in the armrest came on, and a screen rose out of the deck to position itself in front of him. He slid the command wand out of its sheath.
This is even better than the Holosun. Watch this. There's gotta be a slot around here someplace.
David, I don't think you should... Aha!
David pushed the wand into a slot in the console. Authentication required, appeared on the screen. Input license number without punctuation.
Damn, I don't have a captain's license.
Told you.
But I do have a trade license. Let's see.
David stuck out his tongue, concentrating, and entered a long numeric string.
It won't work.
Lozar agreed silently. A Rigor One license wasn't a captain's license. The screen flickered briefly. Then, welcome aboard, Captain David R. Watson. Captain on deck. Captain's orders take precedence.
Told you back. It doesn't know one license from another. It just needs numbers.
David, you aren't a captain. You don't know the...
I am now. Would you look at that?
The display in front of him had a menu of choices, including arm weapons and raise shields. He touched raise shields, and other screens around the bridge came alive.
Jerry, get over there. That chair. You're going to be my weapons officer.
David, you're crazy. I don't know anything about...
The ship doesn't know that. Lazar, I don't want you near any weapons, but I need someone on drives. That's... Let me see. Over there.
Lozar went to the seat David had indicated. His mind whirled uselessly like a child's holiday top. David wasn't a ship captain. Jerry wasn't a weapons expert. And anyway, the ship's weapons hadn't been mounted yet.
Hey, Jerry, you'll never guess what we found.
Buford strode onto the bridge.
Oh, wow. Look at this. It's like a story cube, only better.
I am the captain. I am the captain. The ship brain accepted my trade license. Can you believe it? Boys, we got us a real spaceship.
What we've got is a real mess. David, you have gone plumb off your rocker. We're stuck on a ship none of us knows how to use, and it's controlled by whoever's invaded us.
It's not. You saw that message. Captain's aboard. Captain's orders take precedence.
Never mind that. We found the weapons.
What weapons?
Well, they look like weapons. The ones in the story cubes. There's one of those big long things with power warning stickers all over it. The mounts at this end of the ship are empty, but at the back...
Where's Bubba?
Well, I'm here, Uncle Jerry. I went looking for more weapons and found racks of these long tube things and some holes to put them in. I'll bet they're missiles.
Don't touch those.
Lozar saw the look that passed from Buford to Bubba.
Uncle Jerry, we kind of already did, sort of.
What did you do?
Well, we thought if they were missiles, then they ought to be in the missile tubes where we could fire them. And Buford sort of thought he'd see if the missile control station was active.
And?
It wanted some kind of ID. So I input my station ID and that did it.
Boys, you don't even know how to aim the things.
It's easy, Uncle Jerry. There's this screen with little ship icons and crosshairs and everything, just like a game.
Lozar's mind clicked on again.
These men, you are their uncle?
My sister's boy, Buford Claiborne. My brother's boy, Bubba. Well, his real name's Beauregard Eustace, but we call him Bubba.
And his real name's Georgie Hamiel Cardin.
Shut your mouth, Buford. You can't even pronounce it right yourself.
All of you shut up. I gotta figure out where we're going and where we want to go. And if we can talk to anybody.
This is the communications board, isn't it? I'll bet I can make it work.
Bubba leaned over the seat and poked at the controls.
Dang, it wants another number.
Just make one up. It won't know the difference.
Bubba tapped at the board.
Yep, here it comes. Uncle Derek, should I put it on speaker?
Might as well.
Hear this. Can you hear this? Ship that was in Dock 30, can you hear?
Bubba leaned closer, both hands splayed out on the console for balance.
I can hear. Who's this?
Take your fat finger off the transmit, you idiot.
Bubba took one hand off the console.
There's no need to be rude. How am I supposed to know which is the transmit button?
Who am I talking to? Who's in charge?
Before Bubba could reply, David fumbled on the armrest of the captain's chair. A microphone rose from the back of the chair and curved around to his mouth.
This is Dave Watson, Rigger 1 on frame 6. We got all the dots burned out.
Where's the Miznarii spy? Isn't he on your ship?
Lozar froze as four pairs of eyes stared at him.
I'm not.
Lozar's not a spy, he's just an idiot. He didn't know what he was doing.
You just say that because he...
I say that because I know him. He's our friend. Come on, we got him drunker than spit last night, and he had to listen to the whole story of how his second daughter landed the son of somebody important in their congregation, and how this meant his wife wouldn't have to suck up to someone else's wife, and all the way back to the girl he didn't marry because her father thought he wasn't good enough. And he was hungover this morning. You can't fake that. Not that green look around the mouth and the red eyes. And since we've been on the ship, he's been just an idiot. He thought the data dots were harmless messages to other Miznarii.
Messages to someone and not harmless. Look, we want you to put him in confinement and come back here so we can take him in for interrogation.
Lozar hunched in his chair. He could imagine all too well what that would be like.